Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Guys, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good evening tonight. I hope that you are encouraged and that you come here ready to hear a word from the Lord. I pray whatever the Lord has given me to share with you guys tonight, what's discussed, I pray that it will bless you. I pray that it will touch your heart. I pray all those things in Jesus' name. I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you are. I hope you are dealing with life on a good place. I pray that you're in a good headspace. Hey, Mom, how you doing? I pray that you are ready to hear what God has placed on my heart tonight. And, you know, guys, I'm going to talk about tonight. Tonight's message is entitled, So Where Are You? So where are you? You know, where is your heart? And one of the things about it is that I was, hey, Mom. You know, the thing about it is that I was looking at, I was thinking about the story of the rich young man in Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 30, that whole story. So I'm going to read it in a minute, but I just pray that God will really, really be glorified through this time. I pray you guys have come ready to talk, ready to share, ready to encourage one another, because, you know, it's very, very important. Hey, Mom, how you doing? It's very, very important that we share with one another, we encourage one another, and it's very, very important because we're all going through so much and experiencing and dealing with so much this season. So we definitely need each other. I want to say, give a shout out to my mother. Hey, Mom, how you doing? How you doing? Love you. Glad you could come through. And, you know, who's here tonight? Who's there? If you're there, just come out and say, what's going on, Dave? What's going on? How you doing tonight? You know, I don't know about you guys, but this week has been, it's been something. I'm just learning to look at things just a little differently than before. And I'm just processing. I'm processing. Are you processing? There's so much going on. It's almost like every day there's something different that's going on. It's like, Lord, what is going on? But regardless of what is going on, God's like, where are you? Hey, Kathy, where are you? Where is your heart? I know that a lot is going on. I know we're experiencing a lot of things. And that was a question that I had to ask myself. So where are you? So, guys, I'm coming to this. Good evening, Kathy. How are you? How are you doing? I love you too, Mom. I love you too. You know, tonight, guys, you know, I don't know. It's just a lot. I don't know about you. It's just a lot to process. It's a lot to process. And but I appreciate you guys for keeping your prayers. I'm praying for you guys as well. So go ahead and jump into, I'm trying to type everything in here, and it's just acting, just freezing up a little bit. You know, but coming from Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 30, verse 16 through 30. And it says this. Hey, Greg, it reads as follows. The rich young man, talking about the rich young man. Now a man came to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me what is good? Jesus replied. There's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Which ones? The man inquired. Jesus replied, Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. Sounds easy, right? Verse 20, the young man says this, the rich young man says this, all these I have kept, the young man said, what do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things possible. Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. At the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. What's going on, Brian? What's going on? So if you're coming on, you're like, what is he talking about? What is he talking about tonight? So tonight's message, hey, what's going on, Cousin and Brian? Tonight's message is this. So where are you? Where is your heart? You know, and I'm going to tell you something. I was looking at this story, right? I read the story many times, and I just wondered, what's going on, Ben? Thank you for coming through. And I was just wondering what possibly was going through that rich young ruler's mind. And, you know, sometimes when we are reading the Word of God, sometimes we don't make it applicable to our lives. We don't make it real time for us. We read that story, we say that was a good story, or I'm not sure. Was I the only one who was like, that man, that young man was stupid. He should have taken what Jesus was saying. He should have done that. How many of you guys have read stories in the Bible and you judge the characters? They should have done this. They should have done it that way. Why do they do that? But sometimes we have to look at the scripture and we have to apply it, make it real time. Just imagine that rich young man was a rich young man you might have come across. Maybe the rich young man was, maybe it was a rich young woman. Maybe it was you. Just imagine per se that you are that young rich person, whether you're male or female, if you're a young, rich male, young man or the rich young woman. Well, just imagine you had a lot of riches. You see this rich young man was someone that we probably would say, I'm trying to be like that person. That person has it all. And it says this, a man came to Jesus, up to Jesus, and asked, teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? I can just imagine this young rich ruler, first of all, he had everything that the world would consider everything. He's a rich young man, right? But he says, teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? See, the rich young man, young ruler, he had what people probably would say, everything. He loved God. He referred to Jesus as teacher, so he had some kind of respect. So he believed what he was hearing. I want to experience this. I want to experience what you are out here preaching. What must I do? But see, Jesus knew his heart, right? See, Jesus probably already knew his heart. He probably already saw it. And he says, why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there's only one who is good. There's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. And then Jesus went through the commandments. Which ones? The man's like, which ones? Jesus says, do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Drop the mic on that one. Honor your father and mother. And love your neighbor as yourself. Let me drop the mic. You know, and so what happened is this. You know, so he's going through all these things. And then he says, the rich young ruler says, all these I have kept. The young man said, what do I still lack? And can you imagine this, that if you were that young ruler and Jesus goes down and says, hey, I've done that. I'm doing that. I'm obeying the commandments. Okay, what else? All these I've kept. What do I lack? What am I missing? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Not treasure right now in front of you, but you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Yeah, I don't know about you, but when I read that story before many times, I've thought, you know, that was the craziest thing, that young ruler turned away. But just imagine how many of us have turned away and haven't truly followed God, what he's trying to do in our lives. Because to give up that thing that you love the most. See, so the rich young ruler had everything. He loved God. He even had respect and loved Jesus. He called him, referred to him as teacher. He's come to him, asking him questions. But he loved something or someone more than God. In this story, what he wasn't willing to give up was his love for money. It's not saying that money is the root of all evil, but the love of money. And you see, sometimes we judge that young ruler, but sometimes we have to do that introspective look at ourselves. We have to examine our own selves and say, what is that one thing that God is requiring of us that we are afraid to give up? What is that one thing that God wants from us that we are afraid to give up? So just imagine this story. Just imagine if we were to stop and rewind. Just imagine if we were to stop after Jesus gave his answer, right? And let's just imagine what he would possibly have gone through. He's giving a little synopsis, right, guys? Just a little example. Just imagine. Just imagine Jesus has already said, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. And just imagine you could put pause right there. What steps, what do you think will be going through? If you could freeze time, what do you think would be going through that rich young ruler's mind? Or if you were the one and you were having this encounter with Jesus, what do you think? I think one of the first things that would come to our mind is acceptance. Now, the question is, the big question for tonight is this. So where are you? Where is your heart? See, we understand from this story about the rich young man. We understand this rich young man, his thing was love for money. You can just, whatever it is, that thing that you love and you love more than life itself, just imagine that thing and Jesus telling you, I want you to give that up. Or I want you to give that person up. I want you to give that thing or that person, that place or thing, whatever it is. So I can just imagine in your mind that you have to think about acceptance. You have to first accept and acknowledge where you are. I can imagine if you could freeze time on that rich young man, after Jesus had said those things, one of the things I think you have to deal with is acceptance. You have to acknowledge where you are. You have to acknowledge the season that you're in. You acknowledge what you're experiencing. You have to acknowledge your feelings, because sometimes we don't like to acknowledge our feelings. If someone makes you upset, it's okay to say, look, this person made me upset. You know, if you've had disappointment, it's okay to say, I've been disappointed. See, sometimes we try to ignore the pink elephant in the room. We don't want to acknowledge how we're feeling, but we have to be willing to accept. If we were working through these things, just imagine Jesus giving you all these different things, and he tells you this bombshell. And if you could freeze, and you freeze, what do you think you're going through? The person has to deal with, that young person has to process in that moment. I would say acceptance. You have to acknowledge where you are. Two, be honest with yourself. See, one of the things about it is that a friend of mine would say, you know, if you're angry, if someone really, really made you really upset, instead of acting like they didn't, go ahead and admit it. So, because once you accept it, you can begin to work your way through those things. And listen to this. Everything is not for everyone. Some people cannot handle what you've been through. Some people cannot handle the things you have experienced. That's outcome. God tailor-made each and every one of us to be able to deal with things that we're going through, even when we feel as if we cannot make it on our own. Even when we feel like we are ready to give up, guess what? Everything is not for everyone. But God has, we've all been designed to deal with the things we've dealt with and to go through, because he knew that he was going to bring us through it. We just had to believe it. But everything is not for everyone. And then realize you need to change. I can imagine being that young man, rich man, all this money, everything that he had probably worked for, his family had given him. And here is this change. So I can imagine if you're processing through this thing where you are today, first step is this, acceptance. Being willing to accept where you are, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know, because sometimes it's hard for us to accept that we're angry. Sometimes it's hard for us to accept that we've been disappointed. Sometimes it's hard for us to accept that things are not going the way we planned. Am I making any sense out there tonight? You guys look quiet tonight. Now, I understand. You're processing. You're listening. I hope what I'm saying is making sense tonight. You know, because the question is, so where are you? And I can imagine if you're having to process these things that God is saying to you, you got to be willing to accept where you are. And, you know, some people say, let's, you know, be real. You got to be real. Hey, Auntie Sheila, you got to be real with yourself. Be real. I'm dealing with this. Because, see, it's like this. I was speaking with some coworkers earlier this evening or today. And sometimes, you know, those who are parents or those who work with children, you know what your child needs. You know what the young person is going to ask you or what they need. But sometimes God's just waiting for us to ask him. Sometimes God's just waiting for us, thank you, Kathy, to ask him. You know, he's waiting for us. So he's waiting for us. He's waiting for you and I. We got to be willing to ask. Be willing to ask. Kathy says, makes perfect sense. Hey, Gliss. Hey, Blessing Gliss. Hey, fam. But you have to realize you need change. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. You have to realize that you need to change. So I can imagine if there's some things you're saying that you would like to have, but you have to be willing to say, this is where I am today. How many of you guys are willing to say, this is what I'm thinking today? This is how I'm feeling. Now, I have to tell you this. This is one thing I've told my mother before. And, you know, one thing I've had to realize is this. There are different shades of Gregory. Hey, LaShawn. Sometimes I'm not going to always smile, but guess what? It's okay. But you have to be willing to accept where you are. Before you can even move forward, you have to be willing to say, this is where I am. And then you have to be willing to realize, look, you need to change. I need to change. And you have to be willing to say, you know what? Yeah, I do need to change. What's going on, Maurice? What's going on, Mike? You know, that's how you're thinking today, cuz. Yeah, because you got to be real. You got to be real, be willing to accept your feelings. It might not sound good. Someone might not want to hear it, but guess what? I'm not going to always be happy. I'm not going to always be smiling. But you have to be willing to accept where you are. Second point, I can imagine being a rich young man and Jesus has said all these things and the things he's processing. Because today, those are coming through. We're talking about, so where are you? Where is your heart? First, if you could pause that part after Jesus told him what he wanted him to do, he had to think, accept where he is. And then listen to this, that whole process, faith. Listen, guys, everything in this season that we're dealing with right now, everything in this season, it seems like it's about faith. Whether you have faith, whether you have lack of it, whether you have a lot of faith, it's like faith. Because, you know, Hebrews 11:1 says this, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Listen, faith is that vehicle. So where are you? You accept where you are. Secondly, you have to deal with the faith. Where is your faith? Do you have faith? Do you have faith? Do you realize in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, says without faith, it is impossible to what? Please the Lord. Let me read the other half of it. You know, I do know it, but sometimes. How you guys doing tonight? Hey, Ben. Hey, Snoopy. You know, Hebrews 11:6. You know, because listen, guys, when I had to change things around and do this, it's a little different. But that's why I had to be willing to adapt. I had to be willing to believe and say, Lord, I know that you have me. And this is doing something different. Remember, I told you guys a few months ago, my computer was acting up. I'm like, what am I going to do? Faith, put that faith out. It's going to be a little different, but be willing to jump. Be willing to do that new thing. You know, Hebrews 11:6 says this, and without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. How many of you guys believe that he exists? See, it's different things. There's a difference to say, I believe, I'm believing God, but you have to believe that he exists. You have to believe that higher power, greater than you, greater than me, is in control, and that he exists, that he loves you, that he pays attention, he wants to bless you. You have to believe that. You have to believe. You know, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You know, faith. Faith is that catalyst that we need in this season to get from point A to point B. Faith. That if God tells you, you're not going point B from point A, I'm going to take you to point D. And then I'm going to take you to point O. But you have to believe and say, I'm going to trust you. And while it might be impossible with man, it is not impossible with God. It is not impossible. It is not possible. Without God, nothing's impossible. Sorry, my mind went there. My mind almost went somewhere else, guys. You know, but you got to stand with me. You know, and listen to this. This whole thing, the second point about faith is this. You have to believe that God will do what he said he would do. You've got to believe it. You know, it's like, why are we living this life? Why are we preaching Jesus? Why are we doing these different things if we don't have faith and if we do not believe? Thank you. Brian's in the house, y'all. Brian's in the house. Brian is sharing Genesis 14:24. Now, you guys, I want to tell you guys, you know, if you have a scripture you want to share and it goes along with what I'm saying, if I have time, I'm going to read it because I want to hear what you're trying to say. Now, Brian, remember, I don't have that big screen like I had before. I'm working on that. So I'm turning to it right now, 14:24. I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share that belongs to the men who went with me. Okay, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to understand what you are saying. Okay, let me go back. You will never be able to say, I made Abraham rich. I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten. Okay, so what are you trying to say, Brian, with that scripture? I want to understand because I'm trying to understand. Tell us what you're trying to share. What are you trying to say about that scripture? Okay, I'm going to keep on going until you tell me that part, Brian. You have to believe that God will do what he said he would do. My scripture, you guys know, is Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Listen, God has some plans for us. He has some great plans. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us what? Hope and a future. See, faith. See, you got to believe that what we're doing is not in vain. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I going to church? Why am I doing these things? Is God really real? Am I going to see him on the other side? And what is this life about? What exists beyond this realm that we see? Do you guys ever think those thoughts? So, first point, acceptance. Second point, faith. It takes faith. We have to believe. We have to believe that God has the best for us. We have to believe that he wants to prosper us and he wants to use us for his will. Our first point, we're talking about acceptance. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you, Brian. I understand what you're saying. He said it goes with the first point tonight, which is about acceptance. Okay, I got you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. I accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share that belongs to the men who went with me. Being willing to accept. Yeah, thank you, Brian. That's a good illustration. We have to be willing to accept what is before us. We have to be willing to accept our feelings, our thoughts, and all these different things. Thank you, Brian. And listen, guys, that whole thing about faith, we have to be willing to see beyond where we are. You have to be willing to see beyond where you are. Can you see beyond that? I know we have a whole bunch of things going on, but can you see in the spirit realm, in your spirit, your heart? Can you see beyond this? Can you have that picture? Do you have that mental image? Because I'm telling you guys this. In this whole process, this whole transformation process, guess what? I had an image in my heart and in my mind. And I took one step, put one step in front of the other. You know, put that one step in front of the other. Listen, and I had to be willing to say, look, let me see beyond where I'm at. Let me see beyond what I'm going through. I might be going through a whole bunch, but God has promised me X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to trust and believe him. He has promised me, so I'm going to trust him. He has promised me, so I'm going to believe him. I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to walk it. I'm going to proclaim it. Now, tonight is, so where are you? Now, I'm going somewhere with all this. I hope this is making sense, what I'm saying to you tonight, because I'm talking about the point of rich young ruler. And just imagine that you are that one. You just imagine you are that rich young ruler, and you are standing there. And Jesus is telling you what you've got to do. And you have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to trust you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to accept this where I'm at. If I'm fearful, Lord, I'm afraid. I'm feeling some fear. But I'm going to trust you to have a faith that you can bring me through this. If you can give me the vision, you will give me the provision. I have to be willing to see beyond where I'm at. You have to be willing to see beyond where you are. I might be going through this right now, but Lord, I have faith that I'm going to become that person you've called me to be, and I will do those things you called me to do. You have to be willing to say, I have that faith. You have to be willing to say that tonight. The big question is this. So where are you? Where is your heart? So first we want to talk about acceptance, accepting where you are, acknowledging it. I say owning it, because sometimes we don't want to own our stuff. We don't want to own where we are. If you're in a funky place, you're just in a funky place. Lord, help me to get beyond this. And then you have to have that mental picture. You have to have that faith. I'm going to see beyond this where I'm at. I'm listening to what you're telling me, Lord, and I'm going to believe and trust you. I'm going to follow you. My third point is this, recalibrate. Sometimes you have to recalibrate. Like you recalibrate a car, right? You realign it, right? And sometimes, guys, you've got to readjust. You have to readjust. We have to get in, be realigned. We have to get into agreement with God and with his plan for our life. So we have to accept where we are. We have to have the faith that God is going to bring us through the things we're going through into that new land, into that new place that he has called for us to dwell and to go and to do. Mm. Oh, Kathy says this. Remember, this is a good one, Kathy. Thank you. Remember to be content, not complacent. There is a big difference. Content, not complacent, not complacent. With you in your heart, tell me what you, your definition of contentment, to become content. You know, and I, when I hear that word content, I just think about what we always say, becoming comfortable, being uncomfortable. Sometimes we can't change things, but we have to learn to say, you know what? Okay, I'm trusting you. Become content. And becoming content, you know, yeah, that's right, Brian. We already said that one, Brian. That's so true. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, I love that, Kathy. Remember to be content and not complacent. There's a big difference. That difference, when you're content, you're saying, like, Lord, thank you for what you give me. I might be going through, but I'm just going to say thank you. Becoming content. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable, knowing that God is going to take us to the next level. God is not with us. He will never leave us, nor would he forsake us. You know, accepting there is a development in each season we are in. That is right, Kathy. Drop the mic. Accepting there is a development in each season we are in. One thing that I said last week, we don't start off becoming novices. We have to grow through things. We have to go. We have to grow. We have to learn. There's a development. There's a cycle. There's a process. And trusting that process. That whole thing about recalibrating, that whole thing what you said about not becoming complacent, and just saying, you know, I'm just going to stay right here because I'm comfortable here, when God is saying it's time to move. When God tells you it's time to move, it is time to move. And sometimes we become stuck. We become like that rich young man. We become stuck. You want me to do what? You want me to give what away? But sometimes, guys, that whole thing with recalibrating, like when you recalibrate your cars and make sure everything's in alignment, make sure you're ready. Sometimes you go through that. That goes like what you're saying, Kathy, with each season. With each season, there's a development. There's a recalibrating. There's that realignment. Sometimes you have to fix the wheel so you can stay focused. Because sometimes you might be leaning more to your left than leaning to – sometimes you might be leaning more to your right. Am I making sense? Is someone getting this? And then sometimes, guys, that whole thing about recalibrating, sometimes we have to repent, because sometimes you have to do an about face and get on to God's page. What is God saying to me? Lord, please forgive me. In that whole season, that development season, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me for not trusting you like I need to. Please forgive me for not being 100% obedient. That whole thing, we have to repent, guys, and live in a lifestyle of repentance. We're saying, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me, and please help me to do what you called me to do. We had to get to that point. That goes along with that whole thing about acceptance, then having faith, then saying, Lord God, if you can use anyone, Lord, you can use me. I repent, Lord, please use me. Recalibrate my heart. Realign my spirit. Realign my spiritual man. Please realign me. Change me, you know. And listen, that whole thing, guys, about being willing to listen, follow, and obey. We have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to follow, and we have to be willing to obey. You see, the thing about it is that rich young ruler, right? He was listening. He was interested. He wanted to know what Jesus was talking about. He says, look, teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? I'm on point. I'm on game. I'm here with you. I want to do this thing you called me to do. He was willing to listen, right? He listened. But when Jesus told him the following part, Oh, I can't do that. And that goes back to what I said at the beginning of this time together tonight. But he loves something or someone more than God. Everything. I want me to keep your commandments. You want me to do what? You want me to give to the poor? You want me to, all those things I do. And that one thing, perhaps you have that one thing, that one desire, that one dream. You say, Lord, I'll hold on to this dream. This is my dream, and this is, and perhaps God says, I want you to give that up. I want you to follow me. And you'll be in the exact same spot. Because it's so much easier to judge people in the book, in the Bible, but it's different to make that story come alive and put yourself in that situation. How would you have handled it? In fact, look at your own life. How are you handling the things you're doing right now? The things that God is requiring from you right now. Some of you guys have been praying and saying, Lord, I want you to move in my life. And God told you, I want you to do this. I need you to change professions. You're in the wrong profession. Or I need you to go to this place. I need you to be obedient and do this. And some of you guys might be saying, Lord, anything other than that. Oh, anything other than that. I'll do everything else except that. Oh, am I the only one? Am I the only one? You know, sometimes, guys, we have to make the word become alive in our hearts and put yourself in it. Put yourself in the equation and just say, what if I was this person? Would I have done that? And then look at your life today. Am I doing that right now? The things that God's saying, I need you to do. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to some of your hearts about doing some things, and some of you guys have been afraid to do it. I know I've been there, right? I'm there, right? God said that this message is for me first, but I believe that we're going through the exact same thing and in the exact same place. Kathy says this, I would agree that we can become complacent when we are not open, all right, okay, to being developed in the process. All right, Kathy. Whew. What has helped me along my journey is even if God does not always change the situation, allow him to change you in the situation. Kathy, if you're close by me, Kathy, and I have this, this is my mic, I might have to throw this mic at you right now, because that is it. Because sometimes God will not change a situation, but he'll change you in a situation if we allow him to. If we allow him to. Hey, how you doing, Ms. Heist? You know, and this is the thing, guys. This is the thing. Tonight's message is, so where are you? So where is your heart? Because we're talking about the rich young man. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 30. So where are you? First point, I was talking about the whole thing about acceptance, accepting where you are, being honest about where you are, being honest about your feelings, no matter how bad it may sound, but being honest. God wants you to be honest. If you're upset, Lord, I'm upset. Stop walking around here acting like you're not upset. Lord, I'm upset. I need your help. I need you to help me through these emotions that I'm feeling. But what's happening is that people, because listen to this, you have to understand we're three-dimensional. You know, you have to realize that when I say three-dimensional, we're going to be angry. We're going to be sad. We're going to experience all these different things. But before you can move on, you move forward with God, you have to be honest about where you are physically, spiritually, emotionally. All of these different things. Yeah, because Aunt Kathy is on point tonight. And the joy of the Lord, yeah, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. But you have to be honest, and you have to be honest about where you are. Then you have to have that faith, saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you to bring me through this. And then sometimes you have to recalibrate. You have to be realigned. You need to allow the Lord to realign you. Sometimes we have to allow the Lord to realign us. I was saying under that whole point, repent, be willing to listen, follow, and obey. And I'm going to tell you this, God will also reveal to you himself through the whole process. When you're going through what you're going through, guess what? God will reveal himself to you. And also, he will reveal your heart to you as well. When you're going through that process, and you can be honest and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to stop, as they say, faking the funk. I'm going to stop acting as if I'm not upset. Lord, I'm upset. And Lord, I need you to help me and to guide me through what I am going through. See, listen to this. We have to be willing to allow the Lord to show us ourselves. You know, we talk about examining fruit, right? Examining people's fruit. You know, we have to examine our own fruit. You know, are the actions that we are doing, are the things we're doing, is it bringing glory to God? You know, we have to be willing. Am I making sense? We have to be willing to say, Lord, show me myself. Show me my heart. And I pray to have a heart like Christ. But we have to be willing to be real. How can God realign us if we're not honest about our feelings? When I say this, when I say that whole thing, guys, about that's like saying, this is my issue, but we don't give 80%. So the person thinks that they're fixing 100%, but they're really fixing 80% of the 100%. The 20% that hasn't been fixed yet. If we really want God to change us and change our hearts, we have to be willing to be honest and say, Lord, this is where I'm at. Please help me. But I'm going to tell you this. It says this in James chapter 4, verse 8. It says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, but even if you go before that to verse 7, James 4, 7, it says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. God will reveal himself to you. And when you're going through that process, and you're going through his process, and you're going through the fire, guess what? He will change you. But you have to be willing to say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in me today. Have your way in me. And listen to this. And God will remove. When he's recalibrating you, and he's realigning you, and he's changing you, and you're going through that process, he will remove some things. Persons, places, and things. You know, he will remove people. He will remove individuals. He will change places. Put you in different places. Different things. He will do those things if you allow him to. The whole question tonight is, so where are you? Because we're going somewhere with this. Where is your heart? Where are you? And he will remove those things to bring you into alignment to his word and to what he has in store for your life. Some people are finding their passion in the midst of this pandemic. In what has been a trying time, some people have come alive because they've allowed God to show them the way he wants them to go. Some people are using their talents. God has, you know, I'm just looking at people. People are doing things that they never thought that they would do, that they could do during this season. I know things are about to open up soon, hopefully. But I wanted to encourage you guys. Whatever God has been doing in your life during this season, don't forget. Don't lose sight of God. If you've been focusing more on God during this season, still continue to focus on God when everything opens up. We are experiencing a new norm. Acceptance, faith, recalibrate, obey, obedience. You know, listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Sometimes we're saying, Lord, why am I not further? But we have to be willing to obey. In that song, Jesus Take the Wheel, right? Jesus Take the Wheel. Sometimes we have to be willing to say, let me take my hands off of this. What are you saying to me, Lord? I'm going to do what you are calling me to do. I'm going to say what you're calling me to say. I'm going to believe you. So we have to be willing to obey. And that means that sometimes we're not going to be in control. Sometimes it's not going to be our way. Sometimes we're fighting against what God's trying to do in our lives because we want it to be our way. This is not happening the way we want it. But listen to this. Ultimately, God is in control. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Ultimately, God is in control. You know, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it says this. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." This is what he's talking to Saul. The point I'm saying tonight, that point right there, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Some of us are wanting to sacrifice, get a sacrifice, but are we obeying what God has called us to do? Are we loving our neighbor as ourselves? Are we treating each other the way we want to be treated? Everyone seems to be more so consumed by themselves, their greed. What is content for them versus let me look at this from a different angle? Timothy says this, "Lord, give me the strength to help my mother and bring people into our lives to help her to see a person who has misled her before." Thank you for sharing that, Timothy. We keep her in prayer, all right? You know, the whole thing is this. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You might have setbacks, right? Sometimes we are going to have some setbacks, right? But get back to where you were when you stopped, where you stopped. Moving forward. So I want to encourage you, sometimes when we fall, because this whole process, sometimes we make mistakes. But the thing about it is being willing and able to recognize your mistake and be willing to say, let me go ahead and move forward. Being willing to say, let me do what you're calling me to do, Lord. I might make mistakes, but get back up. And one of the things I tell people when I minister to people and hopefully encourage people is this. If you mess up, as long as you still have breath, you repent and keep moving forward. Don't stop. I say, don't stop. Get it. Do what God has called you to do. So where are you? Where are you in your heart? You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. I was speaking with a coworker of mine today, and I had asked her, what is the word for today? And she was like Matthew 7:7, asking it will be given to you. Seeking you shall find. Knocking it will be opened unto you. Knocking the door will be opened to you. Listen, guys, that whole thing, if you're saying, Lord, I want to obey you, but I'm going through some things. I'm a little emotional right now. I need your help. Sometimes we have to be willing to say, Lord, I need your help. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier. If you're a parent or caregiver, you know what the person needs. But sometimes, like I've seen like parents do, and I've even done as a teacher. You know what the young person is wanting, but you're wanting them to ask. Asking it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. That whole thing about obeying, if you don't understand, Lord, please help me. Please show me. And knock. That's, you know, using faith. Obeying, faith, all these things go hand in hand, right? And be willing to let God take the lead. Some of us are stuck today because we are unwilling to let God take the lead. So for those who are coming through, what's going on, Roddy? What's going on, Timothy? So for those coming through, the big question is this tonight is this. So where are you? Where is your heart? Now, I was talking about the rich young man, I was saying ruler. I don't know where I got that from. The rich young man. And here's this rich young man. He had everything, but he loved something more than God. And he could not part from that. So the whole premise tonight is this. Just imagine that you are that rich young ruler, that rich young man, that rich young lady. Just imagine you are that person. I said, pause after Jesus said, if you ask, say this, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, then you will have treasure in heaven, then come follow me. Just imagine that whole process. Hey, Moses, you here with me, Rich? You here with me, Ben? Just imagine that you are that young ruler. He probably had to accept where he is. He had to have faith. Remember, Jesus said, look, if you want to be perfect, since you're doing everything, you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. You want to follow me? That's what you got to do. And I said, pause right there. I said, put that pause. Just imagine you're that rich young person. You have to accept where you are. Lord, I can do that, Lord. I don't know if I can do that. Lord, I need your help to help me to do those things you called me to do, you're telling me to do. You got to have that faith. Being willing, you have to be willing to see beyond where you are. Recalibrate, Lord, change my heart. Help me realign, help to realign my heart, my thoughts, my mind, so I can do what you called me to do, what you're telling me to do. Then obey. Okay, let me go ahead and do these things you called me to do. Jesus, take the wheel. Make that thing personal. Hey, auntie, I love my auntie there. Make that thing personal. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? You're that rich person. You're that rich young man. Where are you in your decision? My last point tonight is this. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. You know, the thing about it is this, is that what makes a difference, a fool, different from someone who's wise? Putting what you learn into action. Putting what you learn into action. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to put this thing into action. I'm going to believe what you are saying to me. I'm going to put this into action. Wisdom, foolishness. Wisdom, fool, action. Action. You've got to do it. Now, Moses says this. Says this, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, my brother. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Moses. You got to be willing to say that, because you might be right there. I'm going to read it again, Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, are you guys walking through the darkest valley right now? I will fear no evil. For you are with me, God and your staff, they comfort me. Listen, guys, each day I go out, I'm not even sure if I'm going to come back home. I'm being real. I am being so real. I'm saying, guys, you got to be willing to open your eyes and see what's going on before you. Thank you for sharing that, Moses. I feel like I'm walking through the valley right now. And just like the writer saying, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Each time I step outside my door, guys, I'm praying, Lord, please let me come back. Please let me come back. Thank you. Thank you, Moses. That whole thing. Whew. You know, but we have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to say, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust what your word is saying. I'm going to trust that writer, and I'm going to pray that prayer over my life. I'm going to say that prayer over my life, over my heart. And I'm going to tell you this, Timothy, we're praying for your mother. We're praying for her. We're praying for you. You continue to be strong, all right? Praying for you. You know, I got to tell you guys this. The whole thing is just doing it. It's not enough to just know the word. We've got to do it. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. But the point of saying this, being a Christian is not about being perfect. It's about recognizing that we are imperfect, but we are made perfect through Jesus Christ. The blood covers you no matter the color. The blood covers you no matter the color. And it's okay. And I'm going to say this, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. But it's okay to say Black Lives Matter. Guys, let's put the love into action. Let's stand on the word of God. What does the word of God say? Love your brother as you love yourself. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Love. You can have everything else, but you have to have love. 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 Just do it. Give it your all. Say, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this dream that you've given me. I'm going to trust you and make this, take the step. Because guess what? I'm one of those people, like I'm at the swimming pool, right? Yeah, that's right, Timothy. If you're perfect, I'm scared of you. That's right. Because no one's perfect. You know, I was type that I'll go to the swimming pool and they'll be like, jump, jump, jump. It would take me 5 minutes to jump off the diving board. Off the 5 foot diving board. But what about the 15, 20 foot? It would take me 10 minutes before I jumped. Even if you take me to the water, to a swim pool, I don't like cold water. I just like to drink cold water. I don't like to swim in cold water. And it would take me 10 minutes to get enough nerve to do it. Sometimes, guys, we're at this place where God's saying, you're right where you're supposed to be. Now put into action. Forsake what you need to forsake and follow me. Do what you need to do and follow me. If your dream is to cook, cook. If your dream is to help people, help young people. Have your curriculum. Go online. Do it virtually. And watch God bring that increase. Watch God do it. It's time for that thing. I'm telling someone, it's time for that thing to come. It's time to reopen. It's time to reopen. It's time to do what God has called you to do. Give it your all. Like it'll take me so long to jump into the water. Listen, you give it your all. Be willing to do it. Yield to God's will. And this is, like I said, this message is for me, and I'm sharing this with you. This is where I'm at. And God's saying, look, give it your all. Yield to God's will. Put everything into action. Put the word of God into action in your life. Love your brother. Preach Jesus. Preach love. Be honest. Be honest about your problems. Be honest. See, God wants us to be real with them, right? Sometimes people ask you, how are you feeling? I'm blessed and highly favored. Okay, how are you feeling? Now, you can say that, I'm blessed and highly favored. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to give you that. I'm blessed. I'm going to give you that scripture. But how are you feeling? Are you scared right now? Are you nervous? Because God's called you to do this thing. Are you nervous? Be real. Are you nervous? Are you afraid? What are you feeling? How are you really doing? God said, how are you really doing? And then how are you dealing and going to feel with the things that he's going to require of you in this season? But put everything to action. Just be honest. And he will meet you right there. He will meet you right there. Jesus said, I'm right here. But I want to encourage you, put everything to action. Put love into action. Sorry about that. I got a little excited. Put love into action, y'all. Let us put love into action. Stay God-focused in this season. Stay future-focused. God is bigger than this pandemic. God is bigger than this election. Yes, I said it. God is bigger. Lord, have your way. Have your way. We need healing today. Everyone wants to be right. We need God, period. We need love, period. I'm tired of seeing black people being shot. Without cause. What happened to love? Put love into action. Put the word of God into action. I'm not here to endorse a political figure. I'm not going there. I'm preaching Jesus, and I'm preaching love, and I'm preaching hope, and I'm put love into action above all, above everything else. Love, love, love. I know you, listen to this. Don't become easily distracted either, guys. Don't become easily distracted. Moses says this, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love. That's right. Thank you. Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Can we do that, guys? The body of Christ. Guys, keep God first. Let's stay focused. Lift up the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus all over everyone. Plead the blood of Jesus. Yes, God for president. Right, that's right, Ben. God for president. Guys, really, really tonight, and let's hope this is where we're going. Let's round, put this whole thing together, guys. The whole thing. You have the rich young ruler. He comes. He had everything. He loved God. He was doing what he said. Yeah, I've done those things you're saying. Do not do murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself. All these different things. All these I have kept, the young man said. But what do I still lack? And this is the part where, Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. And what I told you guys was act like you're the rich young person, and then press pause. I can imagine you have to go through the whole thing, acceptance, where you are, how you're feeling, faith. Can you see beyond where you are? Recalibrate. Lord, change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Realignment, being on God's realignment table, being realigned. Then you have to say, I'm going to obey. Then just go ahead and do it. Just imagine all these different things. And then just imagine, what would you do? Where are you? Because let me tell you where the young man was. It says this: when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. He had everything, but he loved this thing. He loved money. Money's not evil. It's the love of money. He couldn't get past the thing of having a treasure in heaven. He could not even be willing to see beyond where he was. He wasn't able to see beyond where he was. See, sometimes we judge that young ruler. How could he, that young man, how could he have done that? How could he have done this? But what if it was us? What if this story was about you? What if this story was about me? I would have gone through this whole thing, acceptance, faith, recalibrate, obey, just do it. Okay, I can see. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to see that I'm beyond this place where I'm at. Because, see, he thought he was giving up something. But what God had in store for him probably would have been it would have been larger than what he has. Definitely in heaven. And listen to this. I say this because, remember, Jesus went and called his disciples. We preached about this a few months ago. He just told them, follow me, not make you fishers of men. He told them, follow me. Cast your net to the deep. Trust me, do it. And they had the biggest catch they had had that night. He said, follow me, and they followed him. They followed him. This rich young man, he could have been one of them, one of those. But his love for his money, his love, and you might say, well, mine is not money. Whatever that thing is that you love more than God, are you willing to give that up? It might be your plan. You might say, Lord, I'm going to be the best musician ever. I'm going to be the best singer. I'm going to be this. I'm going to do this. And God says, follow me. Now, I want to tell you that what God has for you is much better than what you have for yourself. And believe you me, this is not our home. Believe you me, guys, we are here for a season. Though I believe those who have left, their season was done. It was time for them to move on. But we're still here because God has a plan for our life in this dimension right here, right now, in this galaxy, on this world, this planet. Now, the question is, are you going to tap into what God has called you to do? Are you going to trust him? Are you going to become complacent? Like Kathy has shared earlier, don't become complacent. Be willing to trust God. Become content. I'm going to become comfortable being uncomfortable. I might be going through something, but Lord, change me in a situation. You might not change what I'm going through, but you can change me. You might not change the way people are acting like fools out here, but change the way I respond. We are living in some rough place, rough times right now. Are you willing to respond in the way Jesus would respond? And it hurts my heart to see and hear Christians preaching hate. It's okay for someone to get gunned down for nothing. Don't tell me about what they did yesterday. Was it right or was it wrong today? Where are you? Who's going to stand up for righteousness? Who's going to stand up and say, you know what, this is what the Lord says. Everyone wants to be right. Don't tell me you love God, but you hate your brother that you see. I don't know what God you're serving, but I don't want any parts of that. Where are you? Behold, he stands at the door of your heart and knock. Preach Jesus. Preach love. Love. Preach love. Are you guys listening to what I'm saying? Because sometimes, guys, you know, we're at this place, guys. We're just at this place. And God is saying, look, where are you? Where's your heart? If you really want to follow me, are you willing to give up that one thing you're saying you can't give up? Are you willing to give up that relationship? And listen, and think about this. When God begins to change and begins to do that, don't fight him. Where is your heart right now? Where are you? If you're the rich young man, if you're female, just if you're the rich young female, if you're that rich person, he says, you want to be perfect. You want to do what I've called you to. Let that thing go. Whatever it is, come follow me. Are you willing to do that? Would you be like the young man? Because I believe he loved God, but that was one thing that he could not let go of. It wasn't the possession. I look at everything around my house, and I see my possessions, but guess what? When I'm gone. These things are going to be here for whoever it's left for. But am I willing to follow Christ? Am I really willing to follow Christ? Am I willing to say, God, you know what? Let me let that go. And sometimes you just have to get to that point where you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
You know, we had to get to the point and say, I surrender all. And Lord, if you're struggling to let it go, whether it's the love of money, whether it's that dream, say, I'm going to trust you, the dream giver, that you can bring what you call to happen to pass. And it's going to happen when it happens. And when it happens, guys, sometimes it happens suddenly. I just want to tell you, don't give up. If you're saying, Lord, I'm following you. And my dream might be to come the next best singer over here, but Lord, I'm going to follow you. And what God has in store for you is bigger and better than anything else. Yeah. Okay, Timothy. Yeah, I think we all do, Timothy. I think we all do. That whole thing about being distracted, guys, I just want to encourage you, don't become distracted. Stay focused. Say, Lord, help me to stay focused. Ask him. He's just waiting for us to ask him. Help me. In this whole process, help me. When the album come out, hey, Ben, the album is out already. Ben, the album is out already. And just going through some things. But it's all great. It's all great. Videos will be coming out pretty soon. And yes, we're going to the album coming out. And this is where I'm at. So things are going to happen when they're going to happen. And guys, I want to encourage you, just like with me and my music, my ministry, stepping out, taking that step of faith. Whatever God's called you to do, we've got to be willing to say, you know what? I told y'all it took me about 10 minutes before I jump into the water. So it's taking me a minute to really, really jump out there. But I'm jumping. I'm right there. So you guys pray for me too. Because this, like I said, this word is for me. And so the question that God has for us is this. What are you willing to do to follow me? That thing that I'm telling you to do, whatever's keeping you distracted, being willing to say, Lord, take this distraction. Help me to get through this. And they're saying, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So, Lord God, right now, I've just come and I pray, God, you bless the readers, the listeners, those who've come through tonight. I pray for those who have shared, those who have been praying behind the scenes, praying for the ministry. I pray, Father God, for those who are struggling and dealing with everything. I pray for the families. Pray for Timothy, my brother. Pray that he'll stay focused. I pray, Father God, for his mother, that you'll bless them. Bless her, Lord God. And I pray, God, you know his prayers, Lord God. And I pray, God, you will answer his prayers. I pray, God, that you will give us the strength to say yes. I pray, God, that we will surrender all and say yes to your will. I pray, Father God, that we will love as Christ would love, want us to love. And I pray, God, that we will preach Jesus, that we'll preach love, that we'll preach hope, and not division. Lord, I pray, Father God, that we will not be distracted by what we're seeing, but we will be focused on what your word says, what you're saying to our lives. Lord, I pray, Father God, that this will be a new day, Father God. I pray that this will be a new season, that we'll walk in humility and in love, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we can show Jesus to our brother and sister, that we can become Jesus in the flesh for those who don't know you. And I pray, Father God, that our lives will encourage other people to say, you know what, I want what he or I want what she has. Lord, I pray, Father God, that question that you have for us tonight, so where are we? I pray, Father God, that we will look at our own lives, look at our own hearts. And I pray, Father God, that we will accept where we are, that we will realize we need to change. I pray that for faith, that we will have faith, that substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, and be willing to see beyond where we are. And I pray to God that we will allow you to recalibrate our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our lives, and bring us to alignment with your word. And I pray, Father God, that we will obey what you're saying, telling us in your word, what you're speaking to us right now, today. And I pray, Father God, we will just do it, and we put your word into action into our lives. I pray, Father God, that you will be glorified. Thank you. And thank you for your prayers, guys. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray you guys be encouraged. I encourage you guys to go back to the beginning. I pray for you guys to share this ministry on your pages. And I pray that you will be encouraged. And I pray that God will bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much. If you missed it, Mabel, make sure you come. Start back from the beginning. Thank you so much, Cousin. I love you guys. I love your mom. I love my aunts, my other aunts who are on. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. My friends, Moses, everyone, appreciate you guys. Family, Timothy, Ben, I appreciate those who have come through, those who haven't said anything, those who've left early, Kathy, and got my aunties on. I love you guys. I want to say God bless you. Continue to pray for me. I'm praying for you. Listen, guys, so where are you? Where are you? Expect God to speak to your heart and speak to your life. And I pray for you, that you will make that decision and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Help me. Help me to become the person you would like for me to become. I want to pray. I pray that God will bless you. Have a great night. Continue to pray for me. I'm praying for you. Stay strong, Timothy. Stay strong, you guys. Listen, God is with us. But I just want to encourage you. Check and see where your heart is. Where are you right now? And then go ahead and make the changes that you need to make. All right? I want to say God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. And I appreciate your support. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday. Ben, I'm going to jump on out there into the deep and go ahead and do things that God's telling me to do with my music ministry. Thank you. God bless you. We are preaching ministry as well. Preaching first and singing. God bless you. Have a good night. I'll see you guys next week.